And now it's my pleasure to check in with the new head coach at the University of Detroit Mercy. He is Mark Montgomery. Coach Monty, it is good to catch up. What is good at 9 Mile in Livernois, my friend?
We're busy over here recruiting day, and I can tell you that right now.
I know you are. Help me navigate your situation, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, I'm just excited. I know it's a lot of recruiting going over here at University of Detroit Mercy. And it's graduation next week. We just get out of finals. We're looking forward to May and June to get these guys back on campus, get them back working.
So take me through it. You get introduced as head coach earlier this month, and you've been a head coach before. Not too many people have had that experience before. You had it at Northern Illinois, where you were for 10 years, by the way. How does that experience help you fine-tune this one?
Well, I had to already maneuver through waters that other coaches haven't. I know I had to hit the ground running. I had to hire a staff. I had to talk to the players, work the players out here, figure who's coming, who's leaving, who's staying. Got to do scheduling right away, figure out who we're playing with opponents next year. So after you've done it one time, you've been there and done it, but it's still exciting. It's getting the staff, finding players. But this time around, I have to maneuver through the transfer portal, which wasn't there. I know my first time when players I got to transfer, they had to sit out. This time they're going to be immediately eligible, and you always have to deal with that name, image, and likeness deal.
And how different is dealing with that now? Because, I mean, you were an assistant last at Michigan State, and I know that there was only so much dabbling into the transfer portal while you were there with Tom Izzo, but, you know, at mid-majors, there's a lot more that happens with that, right?
Right, it's a lot of movement. You know, you have Division I guys transfer, you got Division II guys that had unbelievable careers and put up numbers, so you're looking at that. Division III, NAIA, you have junior college players. So we didn't look at many of those at Michigan State, but I always had my eye on different players as I recruited. So it's just a different landscape. Exciting, but it's different. You have to change with times, and you can build a roster a lot faster now. But at the same time, it is still good high school players out there that's available that we're looking at too.
Are you still trying to work the Detroit angles? I know there's some kids on, you know, at least in your mind's eye that you hope that you can pull from the city proper, or at least from suburban Detroit, that you can make kind of part of this fabric that is Detroit Mercy. Is that still something that you're trying to set out to do?
No doubt about it. We're always going to start with when I say inside the city or inside of, you know, an hour and a half from campus. To me, that's homegrown Michigan. We want to build our roster with Michigan players, but also expanding where I do have recruiting ties nationally and bringing the best talent we can and the best fit we can to play here at University of Detroit Mercy.
What's it like when you get elevated into a head coaching spot in terms of people reaching out to you saying, hey, I got a kid at this school. Hey, I got somebody over here. Take a look at this tape. I mean, how many people are texting you and hitting you up, asking you to look at this, that, and the other one's tape?
Well, it's funny. After my press conference, my phone was spinning. The last time that thing was spinning is when we were headed to a Final Four when I was at Michigan State. So that's a good sign. But that means everyone has a player. Now you got to get back to them. You know, so it doesn't matter if it's high school, if it's a Division I transfer. And at the same time, people are calling me to be on staff. So I have to maneuver who wants to be on staff, who has a player, or who's just reaching out to congratulate me on being hired here. So it's a lot of phone calls. And then, of course, I have a family, so you have to keep them happy, too.
What can you tell us about your roster build right now in the state of your program?
I felt like John Calipari when we went to Arkansas. All of a sudden they said, well, you know, you talked to the team. When I talked to the team, it was at least 10 players in the locker room. I heard he had 3 players. But we've had some guys in the transfer portal. It's going to be a lot of new faces. The best way to say it here at Detroit Mercy, where we do have some players coming back, but at the same time, we're looking for a fresh start. We're looking for guys that are hungry. We're looking for guys that are willing to sacrifice. And we're looking for guys that want to be winners and put that time in. So I know later on this week, I wish it was in 2 days or tomorrow, I can announce that I can tell you we have 4 guys that's already signed national letters of intent. We're just waiting for the ink to dry. And you'll hear about and read about big things coming in the next couple of days here at Detroit Mercy.
I've already seen a couple things start to trickle in. So these guys, you know, this school, you know, the record is well known among mid-major circles. They went 1-31 last year. But in some ways, it's an underdog story. And that in and of itself, you can sell. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. You know, it's only one way we can go. In my mind, that's up. Another thing is, student athletes or recruits are looking for opportunities to play right away. We are 2 leading scorers, one in the portal, who averaged 20 and 15 points. And you could come in and you could score that ball, and you could put big numbers up, and you can help us win, and you can help yourself be very successful. So it's the one thing that we have. You're going to have an energetic, high motor, high energy, high effort coach that's going to value player relationships, but at the same time, player development. And guys are going to have a chance to play right away, and that's all kids want to do is be on the floor playing. So we can definitely get that here.
Talking to Mark Montgomery, the new head coach at Detroit Mercy for men's basketball, talk to me about player relationships. What does it take in today's climate, especially with name, image, and likeness, and everyone competing for playing time and parents and everything? What does it take to connect to today's student athlete?
Well, I think you have to just be real, and that's what you kind of, you have to sell yourself, you have to sell your vision, but it takes time. As in, I have that every day. My office doors are open, you're down at individual workouts, you're in the weight room spending time with them, you're going out to have lunch, stopping over at their apartment. So some coaches have a lot of it, some don't. I just prioritize that I'm going to be there for the players. If it's a text, if it's a phone call, if it's taking interest in what they're trying to do with their life, I think that's what kids appreciate. So you have to definitely be there and by their side, and they can feel it right away. I've had good responses from guys where I know that it was a Sunday, and a kid told me that he's working out at 8 a.m. on Monday. I'm in Detroit. He's in Bloomington, Illinois. To me, it was just effort and time to drive down there, and I think he just vibed off my energy and my stick-to-itness to get down there and watch him work out. Can the campus, great things happen. So those are the things that student athletes are looking for within a head coach and a staff.
You know, it's so interesting is that one of the things that has hurt Detroit Mercy in the last handful of years is that they've had these transfer kids that have played at 3 and 4 schools over the last 2 and 3 seasons. And it comes down to, I think one of the things that I think that the school could have used over the last couple of years is kids that could really emotionally invest and be able to do the little things to help the school win. So in terms of finding kids of high character and people that really you could build a program around, how important is that for you? I mean, in terms of culture building, where does that lay down on a foundational level for you, especially in your first year?
Well, you got to have some balance. You know, you can't just take all 3rd and 4th year guys that they're just renting months. You know, I think you always have to have a steady dose of, you have a freshman class, you do have some sophomores. So now, as long as they stay here, they are invested. They have given their time. They know the lead. They know the community. they want to give back. And when you have too many transfers, where it's just 1 or 2 years, especially just a 1 year guy, we say he's kind of just renting the facilities for less than 12 months. And it's more about him other than it's more about the school. We're going to start playing for the university on the front of our jersey and not the name on the back.
Mark Montgomery, cannot wait to see how it all comes together once October and November rolls around. I know you got a lot of practice time from now until then, but can't wait for how it all pulls itself together. Can't wait to see you soon. Coach Monty, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Appreciate your time.
All right, Dan, thanks for having me on, man. Looking forward to it.